Okay, I get the vach, I get the kvittel. I hope everyone had a good fast. It's late. I hope everyone had a fruitful Yom Kippur, Gemach Simateva. We'll keep the daf short. Today's daf is Erevin daf nun. Just a couple of points back actually from yesterday's daf, from daf memtes. Three points that we had discussed. First of all, we said a big chiddush, a psak from the Shevet Halevi, that if a person has, the example we gave was a person's relative, their son, their brother, is out of town in a different location, and they left a scarf in their house, a pair of gloves, a hat, a jacket, some article of clothing that they want to use. Since that person is out of town, and their tchum is wherever they are out of town, and this item belongs to them, we were talking about the sugya of Cheftzei Nachri and Cheftzei, the Chafetzim of a din, Keragli Abaylam. So since this person's, the owner, is out of town, this item is out of the eruv of the person itself who owns it, and therefore they're restricted to Don Amis. So even if they allow you to use it, you can't take it to shul, you can't take it outside, because it's restricted to the Don Amis, and you can't use it, you can't use it more than outside the house. So that was the psak we said from Rav Ozner, from the Shevet Halevi. So the Elam was bothered by a few issues, just to speak about again, the Rav Ozner in the piece, or we can't send me the actual tshuva, in the piece, he addresses the two main issues that the Elam was focused on, but one issue was that, why shouldn't it be like the person who's housing it now is like he borrowed it, and certainly if you borrow something, you get that the tchum goes based on the person who now is the borrower. The answer is because he didn't borrow it, he didn't take a chrayas. That's why Vosner speaks out that side, that don't tell me it's like as if it was borrowed, because the person didn't do an actual exchange where he's lending it and borrowing it. If it was borrowed, then even if something happened to it without him using it, he'd be responsible. It's not borrowed, he's not accepting a chrayas, it's in his house. And therefore, just because he's allowed to use it, wouldn't make it have his tchum, that it speaks to the issue of borrowing, with regards to the issue of the whole city being like Don Amis. So he does discuss it, the Rav Ozner in the Shuvah does discuss that there are cases where we say the whole city is like Don Amis. So since, I'm asking, since I'm allowed to go throughout my whole tchum, my erev, it's all walled in, up to a Pesach, so therefore, that should be like Don Amis, and therefore, Shavait not be a problem. He discusses it, it seems, he says it doesn't apply here. It wasn't so clear to me why it doesn't apply, but he does address it and says it wouldn't help, it wouldn't apply over here, somehow because it was specific, it was das, not to, it's only when a person goes out of his tchum, then we say the whole city becomes like Don Amis to him. But when he doesn't go out of his tchum, when he has a regular boundary, he's stuck to the boundary, unless he specifically does it bedas. And so I think that seems to be where he's going with that. Again, I don't fully understand how he's deflecting it, but he's saying it wouldn't work either from a perspective of the whole city being like Don Amis, and therefore again, Ravosa says a person's gotta keep it in the house, he can't use it, he can't wear it outside. I didn't see anyone else who argues, which is a big chiddush, but it would seem like, again, this is a unique chiddush for Rav Ozner, and we haven't heard anyone else either corroborate. We shouldn't say that. Shartzian did corroborate it to an extent. Shartzian says if my tchum ends in the middle of the city, and my chafetzim are on the other side of the city, I'm not in, then not only can I not use my chafetzim, others can't use it as well, which is very similar to Rav Ozner's psak. That's where he actually quotes that Shartzian, so there is a little bit of a basis saying like Rav Ozner, but then I don't have anyone else offhand who disagrees, but it does seem to be a chiddush based on the anhaga of the Velt. Now with Kaifun Amidus Dems, we discussed that if you have a chatzir in between two mavois, so if you are able to put the chatzir with one of the mavois, and by putting one of the mavois, it enables the other mavi to have a proper shtufa mavois, then you would do that if it's no cost to the other mavi, then we put the chatzir with that second mavi, whether it's the mavi it's ruggle with for sure, or even if it's the mavi it's not ruggle with, if it doesn't cause any harm to that mavi, let's say that mavi doesn't have a sheet of anyway, and by putting it with that other mavi, it doesn't cause that mavi or the chatzir any harm. So even though it's ruggle with the other mavi, which has a shitov, by putting it with the mavi that's not ruggle with, it'll be able to save the mavi that normally is ruggle with, and make that mavi have a good shitov. And this chatzah now gets placed, lumped together with the other one. Other one doesn't have a shitov anyway, and therefore we call it zen nenev zen chaser. It's midas time. So the elam is asking me after the shir that the conversation over there was regarding carrying. Could the chatzar carry with mavi A or mavi B? And their answer is the chatzar didn't do any clear joint effort with any of the chatzar, any of the mavis, and therefore it's zed le chatzar for the chatzar, because he wasn't joined with any of the mavis either. But someone pointed out from the Masifta, and Masifta brings that the people in the Chatzar, I think Liza, you sent me a clip from the Masifta, that the Masifta brings that the people in the Mavoi, the people in the Chatzar, won't even be allowed to walk through now the Mavoi that they're ruggling. So they have a Mavoi they were ruggling, they used to be accustomed to walking through, a Mavoi they're not accustomed to walking through. By lumping them with other Mavoi, they won't be able to not just carry in any of the Mavois, which they weren't going to do anyway, they cannot even walk through the Mavoi they normally ruggle to, they're going to have to go through the other Mavoi. Why is that? And the question you posed was, why is that not called Chatzar? So I looked up afterwards, it's actually Machlekes Rishonim. The Ritva, first of all, says the way we learned in the Shir, that this has nothing to do with walking. They can still walk through with any, you saw that also? Let's see. They can still walk, that's why we explained them in the Shir. They can walk through any Mavi they want. So they're not losing anything with Gabi walking. The whole conversation was Gabi carrying, and they weren't going to be able to carry anyway. So they're not losing anything. So according to Ritva, cash doesn't start. But Anach Rami, the Masifta was quoting for Rabbeinu Yonason. The Masifta was quoting Rabbeinu Yonason, and Rabbeinu Yonason was the one that says that they actually cannot walk through the Ragel. And I don't have an answer for your question. According to Rabbeinu Yonason, that they can't walk through that Chatzar, why is that called Zeh? Right? The Chari is chasur a little bit. They can no longer walk through their ruggle mavli. Okay, last point, just to clarify, and then we'll quickly run through today's daf. So the Chacham Zvi spoke about the place in Hamburg where they used to put the Erev Chatzeres in multiple shuls because they didn't want any shul to be insulted. So we said we had in the second part yesterday this year at the bottom of an aleph, we discussed that the chatzer, the Eivah Chatzeres cannot be split. It's got to be kept together. So he said it's a big problem that they're splitting it up and putting it in different shuls because you're doing exactly opposite of what the Gemara says. You're not supposed to have a chalukin in your Eivah. It's supposed to be put together. And he said, very nice, they want to keep everyone's feelings not hurt, but it's a big mistake. So we're just discussing afterwards that if a city has an Eivah, let's say, it's a Pesach around the city, does it also need Eivah Chatzeres? The answer is yes. Every city, of course, that has a Eivah Chatzeres, it just becomes like one big walled area. It's one big walled area, but you still need, just like any other private chatzers next to each other, you still need an Erev Chatzeres to allow carrying within this massive walled area. And Rafal actually pointed out, I think it was after this year, Rafal pointed out that in Toronto, the matzah, the box of matzah, or whatever it is actually placed in Agudah North. That's the centralized shul. That's the location where it's put. None of the shuls should feel insulted, but that's the shul in Toronto that was zeichah to have the Erev Chatzeres. Every city, when it has an Erev, not only does that Erev to carry in the whole city, you have to have a special, in addition to that Erev, a special Erev Chatzeres, separate from the Erev around the city. Okay, just to...
Clearly you don't need a Kazayas for each person.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point. Actually, so one of the questions that someone asked, I think Leon, you asked, you asked, if it's a din of Erev Chatzeres, then why is the shul not a Makam Dira? Why would it be in a shul? A shul is not a Makam Dira. Maybe you asked it. A shul is not a Makam Dira. So the Ramah in Siman Reish Samach Vav, the Ramah addresses that, and the Ramah says, Enechanami, when you have the Erev Chatzeres for a city, that's not really Erev Chatzeres. You know what you call that? Shtufe Mavayas. That's not Erev Chatzeres. That's Sheet of Mavayas. Sheet of Mavayas doesn't have to be specifically in any one of the dwelling places. Okay, so we're at the bottom of Memtes and Beis. We're up to the Gemara. Just to quickly go over outside, we in the Mishnah we discussed that a person was coming on the road and it was right before Shabbos. It was getting dark before Shabbos, and he wanted to establish an Erev. He wanted to establish his Shvisa within the city to be able to get this house. So roughly 2,000 miles away, he recognizes a tree or a landmark, and he says, my shvisa should be there. So if he says, under the tree, it's too large, too big of an area, we'll focus on that. What the problem with that is, it's not mesuyim, it's not a specific area, it doesn't work, we send the Mishnah. Whereas, if he says, on the base, by the root of the tree, so that's a very specific area, then it works. He's within 2,000 miles of that spot, he's declaring his shvisa in that spot, he can go 2,000 miles there, and then from there, 2,000 miles further, to his house, nimtza, that he gets 4,000 miles. That was the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah speaks out more, but that was the part that we need for now. Says the Gemara, my lemmer klum. In the first case where he doesn't specify the roots of underneath the tree, he says my shvisa should be, I should establish shvisa somewhere under the tree. He didn't say very specific, it was too general. So the Mishnah says lemmer klum, he didn't say anything. What does that mean? What has he done? Lemmer klum, the shvisa is not there, but a shvisa is here. Is the shvisa nowhere? Let's see. Amarav lemmer klum kol iker dafilu tachtof sheilin lematz yazel. Rav says he said nothing. What he said is not effective at all. And therefore, he can't even, not only is it not good to make a shvisa in the spot by the tree to enable him to go further to his house, which is a further, quote, roughly 2,000 miles away, he can't even go to the tree now. He lost everything. He doesn't have shvisa there, and he doesn't have shvisa here, because he tried to make shvisa there, and it didn't work, so he's got nothing. We'll see why the Agmar is not focused yet and why it doesn't work. We're going to explain why, according to Rav, it doesn't work. Two pshat, Rav is going to explain, coming up shortly, why it doesn't work when it's not very specific where, when he wasn't specific enough where the location is, where the Dalai Lama is. But when he says under the tree, which is too broad, he doesn't get that spot, but he also gave up this spot, and he's got nothing. That's Rav Shita. That feel tachlof shita, and the Matzah says he can't even go to the underneath from where he's now out of the city to underneath the tree even. Shmuel Amar Lamer Kol Mebeisai Avot Tachlof Shel Ilam Matzi Azel. Shmuel says no, he didn't say enough to get to his house, but the Erev his Shvisa sorry was established for under the tree that he's able to get down the tree. That's even really further than that. Before we even see the next line, the Gemara Shmuel holds his Erev his Shvisa. It's really an Erev. We're going to see it is an Erev. He's making an Erev that his Shvisa should be over there on that spot under the tree. It really works. We're just not sure an Erev is always mitzumtum to within 4 amas. That's where he's establishing a Shvisa. We don't know a tree, normally, underneath the tree can encompass 10, 12, 14, 15 amas. We don't know which spot is his Dalet Amas. And therefore, says the Gemara further in Shmuel, Nasa Tachtov Shalilin Chamar Gamo. The bottom of the tree is the Chamar Gamo. If you remember, we spoke about it a few times in the past. That, yeah, Chagamo means you gotta take the Chumers to both sides. Chamar and Gamo, the difference is when you lead a Chamar as opposed to a Gamo, the Chamar is led from the front, the Gamo is left from the back. And therefore, it's coming to say that you have to take the assumption that maybe the Shvisa was the closest part to him where he is outside the city. That's where the first 4 amas under the tree. That's where the Shvisa starts. Maybe it starts at the furthest part away from him at the opposite end of the tree as long as it's within 2,000 amas. Maybe that's where it starts. Nafkamina is, he's got to take the chumras of both. So, for example, let's say his house only reaches within 2,000 amas of the opposite side of the tree. The tree part of the tree is further from him. He won't be able to get this house. If his house is within 2,000 amas of the part of the tree that's closest to where he is now, meaning the part of the tree that's furthest from the house, then it would still be okay. Shmuel is saying that it works, the Shvisa works under the tree. He just is not sure exactly where it's under the tree, and he got to take the most chamar dika possibility. Says the Gemara, V'nasa tachto sh'ilan chamar gamo, the bottom of the tree becomes like the chamar gamo. Because again, the camel he leads from the front, the donkey he leads from behind, and therefore, it's just an expression to say that he gets the chumras of both possible calculations. Balam den mars bazafras. Balam den matzafan, maid lam adarim. Balam den adarim, maid lam matzafan. When you want to see how far it can go to the north, then you go to the most southern part of where the tree is. When you want to know how far you can go to the south, you go to the most northern part of the tree is to measure 2,000 amas because you got to take the chumra because it wasn't clear. So essentially, coming out of Shmuel's okay with an Erev, a Shvisa, in a general spot. We don't know where the 4 amas is, but it's somewhere amongst this area. That's fine. Just got to take the chumra of what it could possibly be. And Rav is not okay with it. Says the Gemara, what is Pshat and Rav? Top of Nunam and Aleph. Amar Rabba, my time in the Rav. Why is Rav saying it's no good? Again, just to make sure the case is clear for everyone, this guy is outside the city. He sees a landmark, a tree, which is, we'll call plus minus 2,000 amas away from where he is. Right now, it's 2,000 amas from where he is, but it's in the city. It's 2,000 amas away from where he is, but he sees it in the city. And he wants to go to his house, which is further around 2,000 amas away from where that tree is. So basically, between him and his house is roughly close to 4,000 amas. And he's trying to make a shvisa by the tree. Rav says it doesn't work at all because in a case where he didn't specify by the root of the tree, where it would be the dal amas right by the root, it could be anywhere under the tree, and that's too vast of an area. We're going to see right now why it's no good right now on top of the amud, but it's no good at all. He's got nothing, and he can't even go to the tree because he gave up a shvisa here, and he got nothing over there. He has nothing. According to Shmuel, he has shvisa under the tree, but you have to be machmer that the shvisa could be at any point, any part under the tree. So Amar Rav, what's Pshat Rav? My time Rav, I'm going to give 2 reasons why it's no good according to Rav. My time Rav. Number one, and they're both from Rabbah. Number one, Mishim Loi Misayim Asrei. Simple. The spot where he has his Erev has to be defined. It has to be a clear spot of 4 amas. The fact that the 4 amas could be anywhere amongst 4 amas under the tree is too vague. It's too unclear. And you can't make a shvisa. It doesn't pass to have a shvisa if it's not a defined place. It's not a defined place. A suffix shvisa is not a shvisa, as Rashi learns in Rav. It's not a shvisa, and therefore it doesn't work. According to Shmuel, it does work. Simple. Vikadami, some say a little more of a lumda shapshat. Amar Rabba, again, it's from Rabba. My time with Rav was from Rav. Mishun de kasavar kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, afi b'vah. This is going to be a big topic in the daf today. There's a lumda concept that comes up in many places in Shas. Whatever I can't do one after the other, I can't do at once. So just to give an example, one of the classic cases are, we know a person cannot marry 2 sisters, right? We learned it today. I think it was one of the things we learned by Mincha, in the Arayas. A person can't marry 2 sisters, right? A person can marry any one of 2 sisters. What if, once he's married to 1 sister, Kedusha is Nachal with the 2nd sister. Now, what if he's Mekadesh both sisters at once? So the problem is when he's mekadosh one sister, you know kedusha cannot even mechal with the second sister. But what if he's mekadosh both sisters at once? There's no kedusha of any of the sisters. Is not none of them are there to prevent the other one from being chal. So maybe they should both be chal at once. You have to know if you're able to have bia. So let's give the kedusha in the bia. But the point is, I think that's one of the svaras. The gemara why it's not going to good because even though the kedusha is chal, but you can't have bia. That's one of the svaras. The gemara there, but the gemara brings a different svara that what kol she'ena bazeach zeh b'few basachas ena, something which you cannot do one then two. You can't jam it in and do it at the same time. It doesn't work. That's what we want to explain over here for Rav as well. Rav is saying like this. Here's the key point in this whole Shaka B'taya. Rav is learning when the person says, my area of my Shvisa should be under the tree, he meant it to be every spot under the tree. Now, Shvisa is only Dan Amis. So what he meant to do was have Shvisa, let's assume he's traveling north-south. Just because north-south was the example the Gemara gave before. So let's say he's north of the city, and he's traveling south towards the city, further south towards his house. So he had a mind to have Shvisa under the tree. Under the tree, going from north-south, let's just say it was 16 Amos. So there was a bunch of sets of four Amos, a bunch of sets where he could have Shvisa. And it seems like he wants it all, because he says, I want to be under the tree. And he didn't specify that he wants one spot of four Amos under the tree. Sounds like he wants to have the hole into the tree. So it's like a case where he's trying to jam in four makam shvisas bevasachas. But you cannot certainly make four makam shvisas one after the other. That certainly wouldn't work. So kol she'en bevasachazah, afil bevasachas eina. But what's the obvious difference? The more we'll spell out for us in the Gemara's Nafkamina, we'll understand this pshat a little better. My benayo, ik benayo, dam likni barba amas migav shmaina. What if Itaka said, I want four amas from amongst the eight? Meaning, he says, I only want four amas. He doesn't want more than four. He's just saying, I'm not clarifying where it's located, but I want four. And the Gemara's example is four from eight, not even four from 16. Four from amongst eight. According to this second pshat, the second issue of according the way we're explaining Rav, what's the problem? It wouldn't be a problem. Because it's only a problem when he wants a couple of sets of four, that doesn't work. When he wants one makam shvisa of four, it's just not clear where it is. Rav would get a shmuel. Rav would get a shmuel that it works, and he would say, according to the second version, he would just say you have to go up to chumras of wherever it could possibly be. Whereas according to the first version, it has to be mesuyim. It's got to be set. It's got to be specific. It wouldn't work even if it's four from eight. Says Gemara, the Amar Liknu Arba Amis B'Gav Shmeina. Man Damar Mishim L'Misayim Asri. The one that says because I'm Mesuyim, Halay Misayim Asri. Still not Mesuyim. Man Damar Mishim Kol Sheinu B'Derech Hazev. Feel B'Asach Hazeina. Hay Karba Amis Ami. Tachar Amis Gomer. Over here, Sakik didn't work because all he said was four Amis, and therefore four Amis would work according to the second side. Okay, that's all we're going to focus on. For in the two pshatim and Rav, we're gonna that's the whole Gemara's nafkamina between two pshatim. Now the Gemara is gonna focus the next three rayas on this concept of kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afil b'vasach hazeh. When I want to try to jam two things in at the same time, when it wouldn't work one after the other, the Mersey HaKlal, if it can't work one after the other, it can't work b'vasach hazeh. The Mersey asks, we have a few scenarios where seemingly it does. Case number one, Kufa. Amar Rabba, kol davar she'ena b'zeach hazeh afil b'vasach hazeh. We're recording Rabba's memra. Whatever cannot work one after the other cannot work even if you do b'vasachas. Rabba, hamarbe b'maisris peyreisim b'sukanim u'maisim b'kukolim. A person who gives extra meiser, the meiser is chal. The peyris, yes, the meisers chal. The peyris that were tithed are considered good; they're clean, and the meiser is makulkul. Meaning, let's explain the case a little bit. Let's say the guy has 50 peyris. It's 50 peyris. How much is meiser? 10%. Meiser is a fixed amount. Unlike truma or the stuff where it's up to the discretion. 150 is average. 140 is generous. 160 is a little stingy. But you can give chitachas per desekri, and if you want, you could top it up with a lot more. You could be very generous. Whatever you designate as truma is chal. So unlike truma, where it's up to your discretion. You can give more. Meiser is a fixed amount. It's 10%. You can't give more. You can't give less. If you take less, then you only potered less than 10%. You know, 10 times whatever you took. That's all you potered, not more than that. So let's say the person had 50 payers, and instead of giving 5 payers as meiser, which would be 10%, he took 10. He took 10 out for meiser. Now, the 40 payers that he took that are left over, those are good for sure, because meiser was for sure taken, says the memra. But the meiser itself that he took, which is 10, is messed up, because amongst the 10, 5 is meiser, 5 is not, and you're not sure what's what, and therefore it's messed up. That is the memra. Now, but according to Rabbi's klal, kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afil b'vasach hazeh, why is he mechal? If he cannot take, let's say he took 5 payers from meiser, and then he tried to take another 5 payers from meiser separately, it would be nothing. He took 5 payers from meiser. The 45 become chulin, like they're supposed to. He tried to take 5 more. He did nothing. His act of declaring meiser would be garnished. So if he can't do it b'zeach hazeh, 5 then 5, then even if you take 10 at once, it shouldn't be chal at all. Why is it chal? You're just not sure where the meiser is amongst the 10. It shouldn't be chal at all. Kar shtaka kasha. Answer the Gemara, Shiny Meiser, the Isil Chatzoyen. Meiser is different because you could take Meiser on a half fruit, a half a grain, a half of kernel, a half a fruit. You could take Meiser. And therefore, what's the point? So what? If he says, let half of each grain of wheat become Kaddish as Meiser, in the case where it's, let's say, 10%, it works. Therefore what? The Gemara doesn't elaborate. Therefore, the assumption is when he took 10, he didn't mean 10 whole peiros should be meiser. He meant half of the 10 should be meiser. He didn't mean the full 10 should be meiser. We're concerned that he means half of each pri. He had 50 peiros. He took 10. He's only supposed to take 5. It shouldn't be chal. Kol shein b'zach zafil b'zach zena. You're right. It's not being chal b'teiros, all 10 being chal. It's being chal b'teiros. We're concerned, at least. The reason why we're saying it's a problem is because we're concerned. Let me say it's not vade. If it was vade, then it would be half of each one's chal. And yes, we're concerned that he meant to take half of each one. And once he meant to take half of each one, so now half of every peiri is meiser. And maybe we're not even sure which half is which. And therefore, you have your issue with those 10 peiros. Half is meiser, half is not. But normally, if he meant to take only 5 full peiros and not the other 5, nothing would work. It wouldn't be chal because we would apply kol shein b'zach zeh v'zach zeh. Question number 2. Harry Maisa Behema. Forget about Maisa Peiris. Maisa Behema, the less of a Chatzayin. Maisa Peiris, you gave me an answer because since you can take Maisa Chatzayin, therefore it could be a case where the guy meant to take half of each free. But Maisa Behema is not an option. Okay. And what's the halach of Maisa Behema? If I'm a rabbi, Rab himself says, Yotzu Shtayim Basiri. When it comes to Maisa Behema, you're supposed to have the animals exit the corral one by one. And the 10th one, you have a stick, and you call it, and by the 10th one, Asiri is Kaidish. You mark the 10th one as Kaidish. So we say, Yatashim, Asiri, what if 2 came out at once? Instead of 1, 2 came out. 10 and 11 came out together. The current Asiri, and you call them both 10. Asiri, v'acharasim, rabbin zebazah. He has the 10th and 11th mixed up. And what's the halacha? Halacha is one of them is Meiser, one of them is Shlamim, and there's a long Rashi who explains that you gotta give the chumras to both, because there's different deen. They're both Kachar Kalam, but one of them, he keeps one of them is treated with the chumras of Meiser, one's treated with the chumras of Shlamim, and he's tufa. You have to do tufa both. Chaz v'shoik, you have to give the chaz v'shoik to the kayan. You have to do ini nesachim like a Shlamim, even though it may be Meiser. You got to treat them both as if the chumras of both Meiser and Shlamim. But the point is, it's chal. Not one of them is Meiser, one of them is Shlamim. Why is a chal b'chlal if a person was to declare the 10th Meiser and then the 11th Meiser, it wouldn't work? So why when you declare the 10th Meiser and the 11th over here, 10th and 11th together, when it comes out at once, why is it working? Says the Gemara, not true. We're saying that if a person would declare the 11th Meiser, nothing would be chal, something would be chal. Says the Gemara, Shiny Meiser Behema, Meiser Behema famously, Tisa Bezeh Achazeh Betoyas, Meiser Behema, in a case where a guy made a mistake, it does have a chalais, one after the other. How so? Tetanan, we learned in the Mishnah Bechairis in the last parak, Karla Tashi Asiri. If a person called by mistake the 9th animal, he's counting out 1, 2, 3, he's supposed to mark number 10 as Meiser. He called the 9th one number 10. Made a mistake. He called that number 10. And then he realized what he did, so he called the 10th one number 9. And then, after calling the 10th one number 9, what follows number 9? Number 10. He called the 11th again number 10. So he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Then he said 10 by mistake, a number 9. Number 10 came out, then he called it 9. And number 11 came out, he called it 10 again. So he has 3 of them that are now potentially issue as being kaidish. What's the halacha taka? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah over there in Becheris Tav Samach. Lacha Esar Asiri calls 11th one 10 as well. Shlosha Mekdashim, all 3 are kaidish. To be clear, only the middle one, the 10th one, which is really 10, is taka meiser. The other two also get kedusha. They get kedusha like a shlamim. They don't get a regular meiser, but they're all kaidish. The point is, it's a special din over there. How do we know? Rashi says it's darshanan from a pasuk. It's darshan from the pasukim by meiser beima. Then when a person makes a mistake and he calls kalash ever takas. The Lushan, the Reap over there, we say anything which you end up designating as number 10 will get a status of Kaddish, even if it's not really number 10. So don't be me a kash in that case. Normally, Kol She'ena B'zeh Chazeh, B'vah Zach Chazeh, over there it is B'zeh Chazeh, because it's a special din. When you make mistakes, we make a Kaddish as well, and therefore you can't ask a kash in that case either. Last question. We know a Taida comes with 40 loaves of bread. When a person has a Taida, he has 40 loaves of bread that's correspondent, and he's Makdish, he sanctifies the 40 loaves as he shechts, as he does the Hakrava of the Taida. What if he had 80 loaves of bread there? So let's see. Hari Taida Lesa B'toyas. That doesn't have this din of toys that we just darshan by Maisa Behema. And look at the following din of Les Bezeh Chazeh. And also, you can't make 40 loaves Kaddish, and then make another 40 loaves Kaddish. That doesn't work clearly by Taida. Vit by yet we learned, Taida Shinzchat Shal Shemayim Viz Amachlekes Amaram. Taida Shinzchat Shinishchata Al Shemayim Chaleis. If one checks the Taida with 80 loaves of bread instead of 40, Chizkyu Amar, Kachu Ale, Allah Arbam Zech Shemayim. 80 are Kaddish, but 40 of the 80 are indeed Kaddish. We already have a kasha. That's a kasha on Rabbah. We're seeing that even though you cannot make all 80 kaddish, when you try to make 80 kaddish, 40 is still chal. We should say kol shein v'zeh achazeh, nothing should be chal. Yeah, we're saying over here 40 is still chal. Rabbi Yechonon Taka says, Rechon Amar, like Kachol that Abraham says, Rechon says, no, nothing's kaddish. 40 is not kaddish. Nothing's kaddish. So Rabbi Yechonon really fits like Rabbah. The reason why Gemara is bothered by a kasha is because Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yechonon's rebbe. So Machlek is Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yechonon, presumably passing Chizkiyah, Rabbah should be shtim like Chizkiyah, not like Rabbi Yechonon. That is the Gemara's kasha. Answers the Gemara. We already clarified, and then Chaykus Chizkia and Rabbi Yechonon, we clarified very simple. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Hakol Ma'idim, Heichadam the Kachar Bar Mitzvah Shmeinim. If he said explicitly, I only want 40 of the 80 to become Kaddish, the Kachi. When he specified he wants 40 of the 80, so that's a valid amount of loaves for his Taida, that's going to work according to everyone. No Machlekes, even Rabbi Yechonon holds it does work. And furthermore, if he says like Kachu Abayim Elam Kain Kachu Shmeinim, if he says only 40 should be even 40 should not be Kaddish, unless all 80 are Kaddish, so basically saying all or none, then everyone agrees. You know what the answer is? None. Like Rabbah. Also, what's the Lachakulam? Nothing's Kaddish in that case. So Rabbah's good. What's the machlekes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yechonon in a unique case? Kipli give a stama. In a case we didn't say anything. He has a taida. He's shechting. He's doing that void on the taida. There are 80 loaves, and he didn't specify why he has 80 loaves and what he wants to become kaddish from the 80 loaves. Says the Gemara, that's good for the machlekes. Mar sav lachrayes kamechaven. Chizkiyah says, we look at it as if he needs 40. He knows he needs 40. He only wants 40 to become kaddish, and he has a mind that a backup 40 are exactly that—a backup. They're a backup. They're achrayes. That's what, but they're not going to become kaddish, and therefore it's not a problem. Therefore, 40 attack a kaddish. Val tnayis icy new, and he brought them. But tonight he only brought it as like a tonight. If for some reason first 40 get puzzled, I have a backup 40 to be in its place. That's all. But they're not the backup 40 will not become kaddish, and therefore 40 are kaddish. That's trying to chizkiyah. Top of beis umar savar and Rabbi Yechonon argues says the carbon gadol kamechav. No, when a person's stomach brings 80 loaves, he's trying to make big carbon, which he can't do, and therefore nothing's Kaddish. But according to this, everyone agrees like Rabbah. To make them all Kaddish wouldn't work. Even Chizkiyah agrees it wouldn't work. Rabbi Yechonon certainly says it doesn't work. The whole machlokes is that what the guy's trying to do or not? Is he trying to make it all Kaddish, or is he specifically trying to make 40 out of the 80 Kaddish? That is the machlokes over there, how to interpret his actions. But everyone agrees to Rabbah that kol sheinu b'zeh afilu b'asachas eina, and therefore we took three attempts at a kasha on Rabbah, and we deflected all three kashas. Okay. Getting back to what we started on top of Amud Aleph, we had two pshat ben Rav, why it doesn't work. In a case where a person makes an Erev and he says that it should be under the tree and he doesn't define exactly where the area is, so he has nothing left. He lost his new Shvisa under the tree because it wasn't Suyim, and he also lost the place where he is now. Amar Abaye, so Abaye now qualifies Rav's Pshak. Leishanu elab ilan shtachtav shtayim esri amma. This that it's because it's not Masuyim, because it's not specified where the Dalamas is, where Shvisa is, this that he's left with nothing is only when the tree has at least a width, a space of 12 amas. So think about it. If it has a space of 12 amas, then you have four amas on each of the outsides and four amas in the middle. So you have three separate sections of four amas, essentially. And therefore, we don't have no clue where he plans to have which place his Erev should be Chalin, and therefore it doesn't take effect over there. He gave up a spot over here, and he's got nothing. Says the Gemara, Elo b'ilan sh'tachtav sh'tei mes rama. Avo b'ilan sh'ein tachtav sh'tei mes rama. But what if there's only 11 amas, let's say? Sorry, mix this base, say nicker. So do some simple math. If there's only 11 amas, then manushach. If his Erev is on the first part, where the 11 amas begin, so go 4 amas, and you have, that could be a spot. If you go 4 amas from the opposite end, that could be a spot. And then 4 amas in the middle could be a spot. But because it's only 11 amas, the 4 amas in the middle are clearly overlapping the end of the 4 amas on either side, right? If you have 11 amas in total, the 4 amas in the middle clearly overlap the both outer sides. So basically, as long as you set up in the middle, you're clearly getting, not the full, a part of his Erev area. And therefore, Abaye won't say that would be enough. That would be Mesuyim enough, and it wouldn't be a problem even going to Rav. Right away, Maska Rav Huna, I see it's bothering some of you. I'm assuming this is bothering you. Maska Rav Huna Bey de Beshua, Mimai de Ba'ara, de Ba'arboi, Mitziasa Kamasayim, Tilma Ba'arba Dai Gisa, Ba'arba Dai Gisa, Kamasayim. That's all great if you focus, you center on the middle, and you say, once you go to the middle, so you guarantee that either was mamish the middle, or even if it wasn't the middle, you're still overlapping part of it. So we're okay to overlap just a part of it. But the point is that you're only overlapping part of it if you focus in the middle. Who said you have a right to zone in the middle? Maybe you zone in the first section. His area was, in reality, chal on the third section, the furthest away, and there's no overlap, or vice versa. You zone in on the third section, his area is in the first section, no overlap. What gives you a right to jump into the middle and automatically have some overlap? Let's take for granted that a little overlap is enough. right? And the Gemara is going to stick with that, by the way, so let's not fall off that. A little overlap is enough, but who says you're for sure getting any overlap? Who says you're able to pick and choose which spot you want to work in order to have guaranteed overlap? Says the Gemara, rather, he's going to say the same type of Yisrael, but tweak it. Ella Amar Funa Beit Yeshua. Like Abaya's angle, but a little bit more specific. Only when the tree has underneath the 8 amas is there a problem. That is a done deal. When the whole tree only has seven amas, if it's 8 amas, you have 2 separate makimas of dal amas, and therefore you may be totally missing the spot. But once you have only 7 amas, by definition, any 4 amas you go into, you're covering part of a spot. And therefore, you're guaranteed to have part of where the air was, the shvis was set up. And therefore, it's going to work, even according to Rav, it's called Mesuyim. Okay, so here at the end of the daf, the merge is going to be 2 brises, one that fits like Rav, one that fits like Shmuel. Again, the case where the guy makes an Erev outside of the city, he says, my shvisa should be underneath the tree. According to the Mishnah says, if he specifies by the root of the tree, it's great according to everyone. The Mishnah says if he doesn't specify the root of the tree, if he just says under the tree, Lamar Klum. Rav says Lamar Klum means he has garnished, he has nothing there and nothing here, he's left with nothing. Dalet Amos, where he is, that's it. Shmuel says, no, it's chal under the tree, we just know exactly where under the tree, so you have to be machmer for every spot under the tree to take the chumrus of it being at any point under the tree, whatever is the most chumr scenario, you have to take that scenario in every case. But it is chal according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it's not chal at all. Let's see. Tanikavas the Rav, Tanikavas the Shmuel, right? The Rav, right? The Shmuel, both from Brises. Tanikavas the Rav, Misha Babadach, this is Mamish word for like the Mishnah. Misha Babadach, person traveling on the road for Choshkaloi, and it got dark for him before he got a chance to reach the house before Shabbos, via Makir, Elon, a Geder. He recognizes the Elon, a tree, a Geder, or he recognizes a fence, some sort of landmark. Vamish Shvisasi Tachtam, he says, my Shvisa should be underneath this spot, Lamar Klum. He just said underneath. He didn't specify exactly where underneath, and therefore Lamar Klum. Avon. And Mamash Shvisa says, I'm not complaining. If he says very specific, the place gives it a definite location, then it works. Malach Adash Megillah Esamakim. He can walk till that place where he has the Shvisa set up. Megillah Esamakim. He can still be Malach Eskula V'chutzla Abay Mama. He can traverse that whole spot, however big it is. We'll get that in a second. He can traverse that whole spot. That whole spot is in a Dal Amos, wherever that spot itself. And he can now has 2,000 Amos outside that spot. Outside his Makam Shvisa, he has 2,000 Amos. So, Bamed Ramum, what does it mean? The whole spot that he's in, he has that spot plus 2,000 Amos around it. So the Bryce elaborates, there's more than a Mishnah. Bamed Ramum, sorry, the first part is like a Mishnah. Bamakam Asuyim, this is like the way Rav learns in a Mishnah. It's gotta be Makam Asuyim, black and white, a riot to Rav, okay. Makam Asuyim. But furthermore, Kigayin Shavas Batal Shugavay Asura Tvachim. Let's say he set up in his mind a landmark, which was a mound that was more than 10 Tvachim high, from Arba Amos Vabesayim, and it's a minimum of 4 Amos in size. Up to two bases, because 2 bases is already karfev. The point is that whole area is all dal amos. His 2,000 amah marker only starts outside that area once he has a landmark in an area that's good enough to be a spot for an erev. His erev is chal in makam asuyim, and then his shvisa is there, and his 2,000 amah outside of that area. If it encompasses his house, he's great. He can go back to his house. Says the Gemara, v'huma arba amos ba'besayim, but it can't be big in the besayim, otherwise it's a karfev, which is a separate issue. V'chem bika shiamuka asura, either a mound. The point is, he's trying to say that it's a separate area, and the whole area is measured like dal amos if it's raised up. And it's considered to have the slope is steep enough to be considered walls. So that's considered one area. Or the flip side. Or if it's bebik, if it's in a valley, if it's low down, shiamuk asar, if it's 10 vachim deep, that also is considered one area. That whole area is like 4 amas. Fima arba amas, abes asayim. It could be anywhere from 4 amas to base asayim. It's considered all one area. And he'll have 2,000 amas around that area. Avol, b'makam she'enim asuyim. But if he set up the erev, the shvisa, from a distance in a place, he said in his mind, I want to have shvisa there. And it wasn't asuyim. It wasn't a place that was exact. Ein le ela arba amas. What is he left with? 4 amas that he's in right now. That is mamish word for word. The brisa so far is word for word, clear like Rav. To the extent the Gemara doesn't even ask it, surely the Gemara doesn't say the chares kasha Shmuel. Hayushnayim echemakev echemakev. What if the 2 people outside the city this on Erev Shabbos and one guy recognizes the landmark, one guy doesn't? So he could piggyback. Says the Gemara. Zeshe Namakar, Meister Shusas Namakar, the one who's not Makar, he gives over his rights to Shvisa to the one who's Makar, and he says, whatever you do, I want to be like you, I want to be part of your Shvisa. The Makar Amen, the Makar says, the one who recognizes the spot, he says, Shvisasi, but I'm complaining, my Shvisa should be in such place, and it works. Again, when does it work? Only if it was clearly defined for Amos. Seems to be a little repetitive. Avalesim Arba Amos Shekava, if it's not clear where he's Kaveh Adal Amos, or like we had earlier, if it wasn't clear, a makam asuyim, the place that was a mound that was high, or a valley that was deep, but it wasn't a specific place that had shvisa, it wasn't a clear place, the dalamas wasn't, or the makam shvisa wasn't clearly defined, then, leyazim makaymai, again, he's restricted to his place right here, he loses that Shvisa because it wasn't Masayim, and he doesn't have even 2,000 Amos where he is because he tried to make it elsewhere and elsewhere didn't work. So he has nothing. He's left with 4 Amos. This is word for like Rav. Says the Mara, the Bryce is so much like Rav. Isn't this a Kasha Shmuel that you need to be Masayim? You can't just say, my Erev is somewhere in this area. Says the Mara, I'm like Shmuel. Shmuel answer you. Hakam Eskinon. Going to Ikam Makam Raglov. Fadi Karay. Trey Alfi Arba Gamidi. Shmuel says a Pashta answer. Remember, Shmuel says I have to be concerned that as Shvisa is in any spot under the tree. So the Shmuel tell you the case is where from where he's standing till that tree was 2,000 amas plus 4 amas. A person has a boundary of up to 2,000 amas plus the 4 amas where he's setting up his shvisa, that works. More than that doesn't work. So if the tree itself is 2,000 amas plus 4 amas away, the edge of the tree where maybe it is, Shmuel's maskim, it's maybe somewhere in the tree, maybe out of his boundary. Even according to Shmuel in that case, it wouldn't be good because the spot where the shvisa may have been set up may have been, again, part of the trees is within his boundary, but part of it's not, and therefore it's a problem. Even Shmuel Damascus, he's got nothing in that case. Says the Marav Ada Ekrei, Treyafi Abra Gamidi, it's 2,000 Amas plus 4 Amas. We're not sure where it's set up, Shmuel's whole idea is, I don't have to know where it's set up, somewhere under the tree it's set up, but over here it's a problem, because if it's set up on the other side of the tree, Kamle Levar Metchuma, it's out of his chum, Isai Marav Amas Matzi Azel, Filei Matzi Azel. Therefore, if he clearly defined his Arba Amas in that case, it would work. Because you could say, if he clearly defined it to be on the first part of the tree, then it works. If he didn't clearly define it, it may be on the second part of the tree, and therefore he's up with nothing, in that case, even according to Shmuel. So the Bryce is not Shfar Shmuel, because Shmuel could fit with it as well, because being that Samasuyim, it may be out of his tchum. Now being a quick short Bryce at the Shmuel, Tanikabas, and we'll stop. Tanikabas to Shmuel, we have a Bryce at the back of Shmuel. Tov, Eiruv Shtei Ruchais, if a person made a mistake and he made an error in two directions, meaning he thought that was halacha. He thought that was halacha. Either, that's actually the second case. First case is, he stopped saying, he forgot, he made Erev in two different directions. Or, a question is if it's two separate cases, or it's an explanation of why he would do such a thing. He thought you're allowed to put an Erev in two places. Or, he commanded his servants to go make an Erev. One went to the right, one went to the left. One made an Erev to the north, one made an Erev to the south. Mahalach Lutzafen Kiruv Shadarim, Mahalach So very simple case. If the guy has two Erevs in two different locations, two Erevs in opposite directions, either by himself he did it, by mistake he did it, his slaves did it for him, halacha is, the first Erev, one of them works. We're not sure which one was first, but one of them works, one of them doesn't. We're not sure which one works, which one doesn't. And therefore, what do? We give him the chumras of both places. So if they both went 2,000 amas out in both directions, then he's stuck. Then he's restricted to his down amas. But if each one went, let's say, 1,000 amas in each direction, so even with the Erev, he was only giving up 1,000 from each side, but he's still retaining 1,000, so he's able to go whatever area fits within both Erevs, which is 1,000 amas in both directions, he still could go. Now, that's all good. Exactly like Shmuel, that when you have an Erev and you're just not sure where it is, it's still Chal. Over here, Kili has an Erev in both, he has an Erev in one out of the two directions. We're not sure which one it is, and it's still Chal. Says the Gemara, he's able to go Ladarim every Tzatzafan, and Tzatzafan like the Erev Adarim. V'mitzra love Estchum. If they went to the opposite extremes of Estchum, then we point this out, Leiz Mekayme, then he's Taka stuck. But you do see from the Bryce's ruling that the person, let's go to the first case. We have the two servants. You're not sure which one did it first. Of course, that should be chal. The person himself, he put two Erevs out. He thought both could be chal. He put two Erevs out that they both should be chal, banish mushes. They both can't be chal, but you don't say that none of them are chal. One of them is chal, which is not sure which one. He's not sure which one. There's no one has more power over the other. One's chal, not the other. We're not sure which one. And we still give a status. We see having an Erev and an undisclosed, you're not sure which one, where it is, still works. The riot from that case. Rav. Let's say it's a riot to Shmuel. It's Kasha and Rav. Says the Mara Tag has no answer for Rav. Rav Tanu Polig. Rav will have to argue on this brisa. Rav will not be able to explain this brisa like him. Rav holds an Erev is not Masuyim, a Shvisa is not Masuyim. If it's not clearly defined where I'm resting, it's not considered a good Shvisa. This brisa clearly says that I'm not sure if it's to the right or to the left, north or south, and still one of them, we're not sure which one of them is Chal, that'll be a right to Shmuel. Gemara says not a right to Shmuel. I mean, it is a right to Shmuel, but it's not a Kasha on Rav, because Rav is a Tana, and Rav is, even though he's the first Amira, but he's a Tana also, and he can argue, therefore not a Kasha on Rav. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I think we're back to regular time, right? So Shachris is maybe 5 minutes earlier because day after Yom Kippur, we're davening earlier. Maybe 6:25. We'll keep that 5:45 minutes, Jim.